In a nation of homeowners, when or if you buy can have a dramatic impact on your quality of life. During the past century, the 200 or so houses on this Dublin street have changed hands thousands of times. On the outside, every property on Oxmantown Road appears the same. But behind every door, there's a different story, a different experience of Ireland's property market. These are some of the stories from some of the people who live on one Dublin road.
Joe would be in his 50s now. I wonder what he'd look like. Where would he live? What would he be working at? Water washes away everything, except the memories. I clearly remember that day like it was yesterday. It was cold but bright, just like today, and far less noisy. There were fewer cars back then, but one was enough to separate us forever.
For over 160 years, Cleary's has stood at the heart of Dublin's O'Connell Street. Burnt to the ground during the Easter Rising, it was more than a shop, it was part of Dublin's history. Many of the Cleary's workers feel that there was a significant asset, the building, which could have paid for a better redundancy, but that a series of clever business transactions put this asset beyond their reach. Journalist Mark Paul has researched the background to the sale and liquidation of Cleary's. In 2012, Gordon Brothers split Cleary's into two companies, a trading company, OCS Operations, and a property company, OCS Properties. The Egyptians believed all the departed, the living ones as they called them, come to rest in the field of rushes. This in-between space, neither dry land nor wet sea, is a passage between this earth and the next. Here, Ralph Howard is cleansed of all fault and suffering to be born again as a perfect human into the perfect world. A world exactly like our own, but one that lasts forever.